Washington's race for governor is a lopsided affair. Incumbent Democrat Jay Inslee has a 3-to-1 fundraising advantage over Republican challenger Bill Bryan, and polls show Inslee with a 10-point lead. But that's not stopping Bryan from trying to make the campaign a referendum on Inslee's leadership. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports.
Let's go back to January of 2013, Governor Jay Inslee's inaugural address before a joint session of the state legislature, and a promise he made.
Today we begin a multi-year effort to bring disruptive change to Olympia.
Asked nearly 4 years later what disruptive change he's made, Inslee cites record investments in education. He also mentions a new state cap on carbon emissions and new jobs in the clean tech sector.
When you talk about disruptive change, it doesn't get more disruptive than moving away from fossil fuels and towards a new energy future. That's what we do in our state.
Inslee also cites lean management process improvements, including a cut in a backlog of water permits and faster payments to state vendors. In an Inslee campaign ad, a farmer praises the governor's efforts to rebuild the Skagit River Bridge just 6 months after it collapsed in May of 2013.
I think that Governor Inslee did everything that was humanly possible to get that bridge back online for us. He got the bridge and got her done.
With millions of dollars to tout his record, Inslee appears to be striding toward an easy re-election in November. But look closer and you'll see a terrier latched onto his pant leg. That's Republican Bill Bryant. He may not be able to stop Inslee, but he's trying hard to slow him down.
Since Jay Inslee took office, our mental health system is failing.
In TV ads and on the campaign trail, Bryant is pounding Inslee on the issue of leadership.
Homelessness in King County has increased 42%.
Another Bryant ad blames Inslee for traffic gridlock in the Puget Sound region, even though last year Inslee signed a 16-year, $16 billion transportation investment package. Bryant is a former Seattle Port Commissioner and a first-time statewide candidate who struggled to raise money and get himself known to voters. But as far back as a year ago, he was laying the groundwork for the theme of his campaign, asking rhetorically,
"What has Governor Inslee done as governor?"
Bryant criticizes Inslee's relentless focus on reducing carbon emissions, says he would focus instead on improving high school graduation rates.
I think it's a very personal agenda that he feels very strongly about. I do not think it should be the priority of the governor when we're leaving so many kids behind.
Inslee points to a 2% increase in the graduation rate since he was elected. Despite Inslee's advantage in this race, his campaign isn't giving Bryant a free ride. It's tried to paint the Republican as out of step with most Washington voters on issues like the minimum wage. Meanwhile, Inslee's union, trial lawyer, and environmental allies just unleashed a $700,000 TV ad blitz against the underdog Republican that aims to tie Bryant to corporate interests.
Bryant took thousands of campaign dollars from companies and executives doing business at the port.
Now, for all the campaign noise, one issue looms largest for the next governor of Washington: education funding. At their final debate, Inslee and Bryant were asked if they support closing tax exemptions to help pay for schools. As a candidate in 2012, Inslee said he would veto new taxes. But as governor, Inslee proposed a new capital gains tax along with the closure of several tax exemptions, a record he's not shying away from now.
Yes, I do and have supported closing some of the corporate tax breaks that are no longer economically justifiable, are not creating jobs, but are making it impossible to educate our children.
Bryant attacked Inslee's record on taxes, but he also acknowledged the need for a lot more money for schools.
We need to close loopholes, but ladies and gentlemen, closing loopholes is not going to provide us with the $1 billion we need to fund McClary. We're going to have a program that will equitably fund education across our state.
The Washington Supreme Court has given the governor and lawmakers until the end of next year's legislative session to figure out how to amply fund public schools as required by the Constitution. Neither candidate has released a detailed plan for how they would get that job done. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.